Back at the end of 2023, the HSE abolished all posts that were vacant at that point, which meant that there was thousands of posts across the HSE that were left vacant. Now, look, at the work still obviously had to be done, and it meant that waiting lists for patients were getting longer and longer because of it. You know, people were thinking about things like physiotherapy, speech and language therapy, all of those types of service staff were not being employed in. No vacancies were being filled either, by and large. Maternity leaves were not being replaced. And that we were ending up in a scenario where posts were just being wiped out of the system, and the services couldn't cope with it. You know, in the Sligo Leitrim area, for example, in the area of dietetics, there was a 60% vacancy rate, and those posts were not being filled. And if you think of the knock-on effect of something like that, it's just catastrophic. Speech and language was another area where we had major problems. So the industrial action came about, or the proposed industrial action that was to happen last month happened because the HSE refused to engage with the unions, both ourselves, the INMO, and the other unions within the health service to even talk about the issue. So the members of our union and other unions voted overwhelmingly to take industrial action last month. And then finally, the HSE agreed through the WRC to engage with the unions, which led to the suspension of the proposed industrial action pending the outcome of our ballot. And our ballot, and I'm aware the other unions' ballots have also passed in favour of accepting the HSE agreement. Going forward, there will be a workforce plan every year by the HSE, and they will have to then, we'll have to look at what resources are required both at the time and into the future in terms of how we can run services.
And Pat, while an agreement has been struck, it's important to note that this will be subject to review after 6 months.
That's correct, yeah. The WRC are still involved in this process, and over the next 6 months and beyond that, we will continue to monitor the HSE to make sure they're abiding by what's in the agreement in its totality. And the WRC in 6 months will also be looking at that. You know, even in the first, within that first 6 months, that those vacant posts have all to be declared by the HSE to the union so that we can see where they are and verify it. So we can only hope that going forward that it'll be a move in the right direction, that, you know, the fact that the HSE came to the table and finally at the 11th hour last month, sat down and agreed with us. And basically, I think what you'd say, it's a reset in terms of how the HSE deals with the unions. So we're hopeful, but at the same time, we're cautious.